For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Flags have flapped in the South Carolina wind since before the Revolutionary War, but since 1861, the familiar blue flag with a white crescent and palmetto tree has flown over the state. According to historian Roger Stroop, the flag's origin goes back to the Battle of Sullivan's Island in 1776. Asked to create a device to signal British movements back to Charleston, Colonel William Moultrie created a flag from the color and emblems on his soldiers' uniforms.
He took the blue from the coat uniforms, and he took the crescent on the hat of those soldiers and put that on a signaling device. And that was used to signal into Charleston when the British fleet was coming and that sort of thing. And from there, it has evolved over time to the flag we know today.
The crescent flag remained unofficial, but Stroop said when the state seceded prior to the Civil War, the legislature realized the need for a flag. The palmetto tree was added, and the flag was adopted June 28, 1861. But one question never seems to go away when people discuss the flag, Stroop said. Is the crescent a moon?
The best source as to where Moultrie came up with this was his own diary, in which he said, "I had a crescent put in the upper left-hand corner." He didn't say a crescent moon, he just said a crescent. But if you look in a dictionary at the definition of a crescent, it's going to tell you a moon at its first quarter or its third quarter is what a crescent is.
Eric Emerson, director of the State Department of Archives and History, goes back further in time to explain the possible choice of the crescent.
There was a crescent that was very similar on the family crest of William Bull, who was lieutenant governor at the time. The crescent was a symbol in heraldry, and so it made sense that the governor's symbol would be adopted to place on the hats of those colonial militia.
Emerson said it's natural for people to call the shape a moon.
Its origins in heraldry do relate to a moon, but Moultrie calls it a crescent itself. People making assumptions is why they say moon. It looks like a moon, that's right. But in heraldry, and as Moultrie saw it, it was just a crescent.
According to Stroop, there is also another possible explanation of the crescent's origin.
Now, there are people who argue that the crescent is the remnant of a gorget, which was used as armor began to get smaller and smaller from the Middle Ages, but that's not what Moultrie said in his diary. So we pretty much, I think, need to go with the man who designed it.
At its 1861 creation, the crescent's points turned straight up. But oddly, Emerson said, people later seemed to forget what the flag looked like, and the first secretary of the state's history commission was asked by the legislature to recreate the flag in 1910.
He took the crescent and he turned it on an angle towards the corner of the flag. And since he had been tasked with recreating or saying exactly what South Carolina's flag should look like, no one really questioned him. So he decided he liked it better, canted towards the corner, and so he fundamentally changed the way the flag looked.
The flag has remained essentially the same ever since, but the moon question persists. Emerson said it makes sense.
There are just some myths in history that just have legs and just keep going on and on. And there are certain things that make sense. It looks like a moon, and its ancient origins are in a moon, but that's not the way that we know Moultrie viewed it.
But it doesn't bother the historians that people call the crescent a moon. Stroop said it's more important that they know where the symbol came from and its place in the state's history. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.